Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show, you better get your smile show. You better get your
ow!
Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dave Chappelle!
Man, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Chappelle Show. Now, a lot of us go to the movies, and they seem a little fake, don't they? In certain moments, you can't suspend your disbelief. Crocodile Dundee, for example. Remember when the brother come up and, give me your money, Crocodile Dundee? This is not a knife. This is a knife. Any black dude in New York would have been like, well, then this is a gun. The point is, those movies are phony baloney, so tonight I bring to you the real versions of some of my favorite movies. One of my favorite love movies, Ghost. Where you find that even the afterlife can't separate you from true love.
Molly. Molly. Molly.
Hey, Molly. Your husband's clothes fit funny, girl.
Well, they look better on you than they ever did on him. Why don't you take them off?
Not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to get some of this loving?
You bet your ass I am. It's my dumbass husband who's dead, not me.
You ready to step into the jungle?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. What do you say?
Oh, man. Oh, you know I see you. You know I... Yeah, I'm looking right at you. You, the ghost. You're freaking me. You like to watch? You want to watch? How does this make you feel?
Hey, man, life's got to go on, right? Life's got to go on. Now, I don't want to pick on everybody else without making fun of myself, so let's take a look at the real version of a little movie called Half-Baked, where... I think we all know the story. Friend gets locked in jail, and his three friends have to sell reefer to make the bail.
Yo, Dergy, yo, wake up, man. Yo, Kenny didn't come home last night, B.
We're really worried, man.
Yo, he's in jail, yo.
Jail?
Yeah.
I got it. Why don't I break into the lab while I'm working? They got weed there. I'll steal it. We can sell it and we'll make us bail.
I don't want to do that.
Nah, man.
No.
All right. Y'all want to smoke some weed?
Yeah.
Kenny's on his own now.
We need a new roommate.
Yo, Kenny, B.
I'm in his butt in jail.
Really, Kenny.
Knock, knock. Yeah. Some skits, bitch.
The year was 1955, and Danny Corey had never had sex. In fact, he had never even kissed a girl. But all his rookie inexperience gave him one clear advantage, a total lack of fear.
When you're that young and horny, you got nothing to lose.
During a screening of Rebel Without a Cause, Corey had a brilliant idea. Using his Boy Scout pocket knife, he quickly carved a hole in the popcorn tub to give his date more than just popcorn.
This is a brilliant move. Notice that he bought the large tub of corn. He bought butter. He arranges it on his lap, smiles at her. And this is where it happens. Right here. She realizes what she's touching and continues. Brilliant. Just brilliant. The penis in the popcorn is a classic that has set a new standard for reckless and desperate men everywhere. And we, including myself. Because that's how I got this. I wish to thank Danny Corey.
Danny Corey would go down as a hookup legend, joining Harvey Randolph, the inventor of the We're Out of Gas move, and Joey Newsom, the inventor of the seemingly platonic sleepover that ends in dry humping and eventually insertion. All of them great men, all of them pioneers. This has been Great Moments in Hookup History.
All right, y'all, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Chappelle Show.
Good evening. I'm Kent Wallace. Since its inception, Hollywood has often been accused of racism. But is it racist? And if so, who are the culprits? Frontline embarked on a journey to answer these questions, and what we uncovered may shock you. For years, Rin Tin Tin was adored by countless Americans for his TV exploits.
Who stole the silver? 12? Good boy, Rin.
His acts of heroism and undying loyalty to his master were his trademarks. That is, until recent allegations surfaced. This is Justin Wilkes, a security guard in Montgomery, Alabama. For 3 decades, he has waged a personal crusade against the canine star.
That dog that you call Rin Tin Tin, I call racist. I saw the show. I saw the dog. I said, where do I know this dog from? And it hit me. Selma, Alabama, 1957, right in front of Woolworth.
So you're saying that's you in the classic civil rights footage?
Okay, so that's a discrepancy right there. What you calling classic civil rights footage, I call footage of me getting bit on my ass by a dermatologist from Dumbledore's dermatologist. If you would like to see, there's actually bite marks on my ass. I can prove it.
We hunted down the dental records of the dog who played Rin Tin Tin. A few days later, Mr. Wilkes returned, and a canine dental expert compared the records with his scar.
This is most definitely a match right here.
Come on, what did I say?
That opened the floodgates. In subsequent weeks, more African Americans came forward with similar accusations against iconic animals, breaking decades of silence.
Mr. Ed, I worked with him for 2 years. That disgusting bigot ass horse.
Mr. Ed, take one.
Oh, I better get out of here.
Took you long enough, nigger.
I'll cut you. I'm gonna cut you, do you
Boy,
hear me?
Get her away from me.
There were also many rumors of his off-camera activities. Frontline was sent, anonymously, this picture with this not-so-subtle note attached. Dear Frontline, this is Mr. Ed. But worse than Mr. Ed, worse even than Rin Tin Tin, were the accusations lobbed at Flipper.
Flipper, but I know him as James, the nigger hating dog. That's what he used to call him. He used to come by the pool, and they throw him in the pool, you know, just scared of black people.
It's James! The nigger hating dog!
Shocking. Unfortunately, none of the animals in question are alive to offer a rebuttal. However, the estate of Mr. Ed did issue this statement. We deeply regret the way Mr. Ed was taken advantage of by the Klan. If it's any consolation, his best friend was the Black Stallion. Next time on Frontline, we expose racist Hollywood automobiles and hear disturbing audio from the hit TV show Knight Rider.
Puerto Ricans are lazy, Michael.
I'm Kent Wallace. Good night.
What's the movie with Mel Gibson, What Women Want, where he could read women's minds? See, that's the kind of movie you could only do with a guy like Mel Gibson. You couldn't do the opposite of that movie, What Men Want, because it'd be too gross and disgusting. I wonder what it looked like. Well, let's take a look at what it looked like.
Man, if I could
could just slide a finger down the crack of that ass.
Mama.
I wish my boys could see this.
Look at the ass on that.
What's up with that?
I want to have doggy style sex with her.
Damn. Oh, baby. Look at the nipples, man.
I'll put a hurting on that bitch.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, everybody, with more Chappelle Show. Stick around.
Next Wednesday at 10:30 on Chappelle Show, Evil has a brand new name. Has Godzilla finally met his match?
I'm from the streets, bitch.
Find out on Chappelle Show. New episode next Wednesday at 10:30, only on Comedy Central.
Okay. Turn on your TV.
Oh, man, thanks. You know, way back on the second episode, I did this piece about a crack addict coming to a drug awareness week at a school. I got a lot of complaints about it. I got a lot of letters about it. A lot of people said I was insensitive. So I brought him back again to the show. Make some noise, Tyrone Biggums.
Remember now, we're not here to judge anybody. We want to handle this with love, right? You want to tell him how his drug abuse has hurt you, maybe hurt himself. Okay, Harold, what time did you tell him to be here?
5 o'clock, but he's always late.
No, he'll be here in 3, 2, 1.
Is this a 5 o'clock free crack giveaway? Y'all tell anybody, I'll kill you!
This week, Tyrone gets invited to an intervention.
Oh, you locked the door. Good idea. Hey, okay, Tyrone. Do you know why you're here?
Mm-hmm. I'm here for the same reason you is, man. I want some crack.
Hey, Tyrone, we are not giving crack away today.
No. What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Did I miss a 5 o'clock free crack giveaway?
Tyrone, these are your friends here. They have something they'd like to say to you.
I've been tricked!
Okay, Tyrone, I'm what is known as an intervention counselor.
Oh!
Yeah, and these people would like to talk to you about your drug use.
What are you talking about, man? I don't do drugs! What y'all tell them, huh? Come on, you better than all. What y'all tell them?
Okay, Rhonda, would you like to go first class?
This is ridiculous! What is going on in here? We get crack at the end?
Tyrone, you know I love you, but I feel like drugs is hurting you, and they're hurting me. Tyrone, I was very hurt that you carjacked me that time.
What you talking about, Rhonda? I would never carjack that ugly-ass car. Get out of the car.
Tyrone, what are you doing?
Who's on? I don't know Tyrone.
No, it's you with your crusty-ass lips.
Tyrone, get out of the car. Get out of the car. I don't know what is Tyrone.
Look, the police found you 3 hours later in my car asleep, high on crack.
That's impossible, Rhonda. How can you sleep if high on crack? Chinese riddle for you.
Okay, let's have Jimmy and Rhonda.
I ain't do that, Rhonda.
Tyrone, we opened our home to you. You let your addiction lead you to abuse our trust.
Oh, Janet, Rob, look, y'all, it's me you talking to. I would never hurt you.
Don't play dumb with us, Tyrone. I remember the whole speech.
I just need $200, I take these real estate classes, and I'm back on my feet, baby. I'm serious, Rob. It's me, baby. It's Tyrone. I'm cleaning up my act.
Okay.
Oh, Tyrone! Rob, Jenny, y'all ain't gonna be sorry about this. Oh, I studied my ass off for that real estate test.
We're off to my mother's.
We'll be back Sunday evening.
The number's on the fridge if you need anything.
Okay, bye, Jenny. Bye, Rob. I passed my test and was a certified real estate agent.
Good for you, Tyrone.
You're damn right good for him. He sold our house and kept the money. $450,000!
Where's the money, Tyrone?
He spent it on a party. Took out an ad for it in the paper.
You didn't get your invitation for that party? Oh, Rob, you should have seen it. We had power cracked this high. I had heart attack.
Heart attack. I'll give you a heart attack.
Oh, Rob! Come on. I'll get a restraining order against you, Rob.
Harold, why don't you go next?
All right. Tyrone, I'm here because I love you.
Well, if you love me so much, Harold, why did you get me fired from the post office, huh?
Do you know how many people on your route complain of receiving open mail?
7?
136, Tyrone. And then there was the incident with the powder.
Oh!
Attention, everybody. Be on the lookout for any envelopes marked Senator Tom Daschle or Tom Brokaw. It might contain anthrax. For your information, that's a little white powder.
Huh? Is anthrax bad?
Yes, Tyrone. And if it fell into the wrong hands, it could be big trouble.
I got that anthrax and it's the bomb, baby. $60.
If that man hadn't turned you in, it would have been a disaster.
Y'all act like crack is so bad. Well, like the good book says, let he who is without sin throweth the first rock, and I shalt smoketh it.
Basically, Tyrone, we would like you to check into rehabilitation immediately. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Fine. You know what? I need to get better. You all right? But first step is first, I need to go to the bathroom. And then I'm on my way to recovery, Rhonda.
I got the key.
And that wasn't me, Rhonda.
Go to the bathroom.
Okay, I've got it from here. Thank you. I'll be right out. Oh, I didn't say there ain't no windows in here. Oh.
Commercial break, but don't worry, we'll be right back with more Chappelle Show. From the D, the dirty district, Detroit, Slum Village, baby.
Yeah. Disco, come on. Yeah. Up in the club, we make you disco. I said on the street corner, make you disco. It's right. It's like disco, come on. Yeah. We make you disco. I said pretty women want a disco. Come on. We need disco. We make you disco. See, I'm a drummer first to make you disco. I wanna see y'all take it there on the floor. You wanted to slum, so we came with some more. I hate people who hate people who like to make y'all shake and make good music. Home. We step up in the flat, no time for conversation. Funky like the bass, get down, sound, slum, train. Don't worry about the soul because the slum is on the cash. District, dusty music. Born so nasty, can make you lose a nugget. If you want to bring the bluesy, watch out for this one. This here's a doozy. Yeah, disco, come on. Yeah, for you. Up in the club, we make you disco. Yeah, on the street, go, let's make you disco. Yeah, it's like disco, come on. Yeah, we make you disco. Disco. Come on,
don't sell yourself to fall in love. You're in climaxes after it's done.
Go, ladies.
I mean, what's up with all the jealousy? You know that it was you hurting me. You're trying to see me, boy. You better raise it up. Out of my crib, take a cab. It's Coney Guns waiting for.
flatten your wig. This for a certain chick who name remains untitled. This is too for you, by you. Got sick and tired of going forth and back, arguing about my paper stack. I told you the whole time, but you was always trying to get this my name.
What you say, yo?
He said, I don't know. I know the sex is fantastic. Yeah, since the loneliest, I'm boning chicks against the mattress. Yeah, girl, tell me if you want something, you can just make bumping if so to keep your eyes up. Now we fuck wild, what's that all about?
Once
upon a time you was down, now we falling out. Yeah, sweetheart, we are players. You wouldn't understand. You fuck while you two from the bootlegger.
What you want?
Disco. Come on.
We got it for you.
Up in the club, we make you disco.
Yeah,
yeah. On the street corners, we come disco. Come on. We need disco. Come on.
We got it for you.
Yeah, yeah. We make you disco. I say it pretty. Women, disco. Come on.
What you want?
Like disco.
Yeah.
Guys, I'd like to thank my guest Slum Village. I'd like to thank my studio audience for hanging out. And of course, I'd like to thank you at home. God bless you. And I'll see you next week. God bless America! I'm rich, bitch!